You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet?
No.
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
What? Is that trying to get my attention?
I think so.
Here we are. Once again. And we've got a new poll up. I hope it's the poll I wrote. You know, I gave Catherine two polls, and so far I think I've only seen one of them.
Well, the poll question is, if you go to WMDXradio.com, you can find it there. Which side of town?
Nope, that's not it.
Has it better, East or West Madison?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which side of town has it better, East or West?
Yes.
Madison.
Well, Catherine can always look for my email that I sent my poll questions in.
Well, maybe.
I've only seen one.
Yeah.
And there is a second one somewhere in the ether.
Okay.
So she'll have to kind of go through the thousands of emails she gets daily.
Catherine and John are going to start fighting after the show now.
it looks like it's going to have to be the famous arm wrestling tournament that we gave up on, Gordy. You know, we used to have John and Gordy arm wrestling tournaments.
Did we? I don't remember that.
We toured greater Dane County. It got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
And we decided that we had to call an end to it.
Some fist fights broke out.
mainly
in the crowd. The arm wrestlers were well behaved.
Yes.
The crowd got unruly.
Well, I think it was when the motorcycle gang started participating it soured a little bit.
Yeah. And then the tattoo people showed up and started giving everybody tattoos.
That's right.
So whether they wanted them or not.
Yep.
It was sad. And police had to be called in.
Sometimes these ideas work out. Sometimes they don't.
That's the way it is with promotional things.
Yep.
Catherine says, I can take him. Okay. It's 8 minutes past the hour. It's a cloudy start this morning. On this Monday, John Peterson, Gordy Young.
She's pacing.
Dom
she's
Lee.
Pacing my questions. Because, you know, people at least need a couple of weeks break from my questions.
Yes, I think so.
See,
she's got it all worked out.
Pretty edgy stuff, I know, Catherine.
Weather-wise today, we all know what kind of weekend we had, right?
That was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, and the people in Milwaukee, holy man.
What a nightmare. You know, we're checking out our chat from the folks in Milwaukee, and they're experiencing flooding basements, you know, 3 to 4 feet of sewage, essentially, in their basements.
Right.
And I guess one of the excuses was that right-wing radio would make a big deal about Milwaukee dumping a lot of this this water into the lake.
Right.
So
they decided.
So we can thank right-wing radio for the basements with sewage 3 or 4 feet deep in their basements.
Okay.
No problem there.
Well, around here now we had a power outage downtown in some spots.
Oh, we did. I did not know that.
Well, there was some flooding beneath the ground here, I saw a video this morning on NBC 15 of smoke just billowing out of a manhole.
What
covers.
The hell's going on down there?
Well,
an explosion that we were at a restaurant and we heard and almost saw the walls collapse, and now they've got smoke coming out of the grates.
Well, apparently there was an underground fire that was pretty well spread out, you know, in scattered areas or underneath here in downtown area, mainly around West Wash in the 300 block, mm-hmm. and then in some other areas. And they took care of it, but it took a while.
Yeah.
And I guess there were some power outages and, yeah.
Wow.
But that's all, I think it's all up to, everything's going okay now.
Except for Studio CBD over here.
there's always an issue. You know, it's a Monday. You know, there's always an issue.
Is that a marijuana reference?
Well, that's why they call that studio CBD. Wondered. I always smelled a little funny around there.
No, but really, what's the name of it? What do they call that studio?
That's A2.
Yep.
A2, okay.
Yep.
They're really, and this is A1, not to be confused with the steak sauce, but why didn't they make it 1A? And 2A.
Yeah.
Or just Studio A and Studio B. I don't know what they go A to.
Yeah, Studio A.
It doesn't
A,
make
Studio
any sense.
B is more, I don't know. It sounds professional.
All right. Okay.
So does that mean that Pat's not on?
No, Pat's on, I think.
He's on, yeah.
Yeah. I think.
All right.
My hands are up.
Maybe.
My hands are up here. I don't know. Yeah.
You're not so sure, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know, it's back to school time, and yep. This portion of our show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can start the school year off right with a mattress set built for your student. Yes, it's time for them to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress for bigger dreams that your student needs. For bigger dreams for your student, they need the best sleep. And for that, it's got to be Verlo. Check them out on the east side of Madison or the west side of Madison, Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Man.
So how was your weekend? What happened with you?
Yeah, I had a pretty good, relaxing weekend. You know? I sat around the house and did my show prep.
Yeah.
I always check the show prep because I'm also attached to the file. Yeah. And I see that you just edited it like recently. And I'm like, it's every single day. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You were on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm constantly going through this stuff. I know. And Ann is happy about that because it, busy hands are happy hands.
Okay.
And out of her way.
So I was going to mow the lawn on Saturday, and of course it rained all day.
Yeah.
So like, well, there what goes
a,
that plan.
Well, you picked a good day to do that. nice planning.
I was going to trim up the sticker bushes. I have these thicker.
Yeah, I know whatever you do.
Yeah,
I know you do.
I mean, they're awful.
Yeah.
And they just grow incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And I was going to do some more trimming of that. I trimmed the side of the house, but I was going to do the front of that. So those plans went up in smoke. That went away. Couldn't really do anything.
No, you couldn't do a thing.
And then Saturday, I was going to go to the Atwood Music Hall to see a silent movie, Phantom of the Opera. Silent movie.
Sure.
But they, instead of having like a piano player or somebody playing a keyboard, they were going to have a DJ doing modern DJ music to Phantom of the Opera.
No.
Well, but I got over there. I could not. I drove around that area for like 10.
Couldn't find a place.
Couldn't find a parking place anywhere. Because the Barrymore had a big show. They had the Liverpool show. The fake Beatles show.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that was
that's
jam-packed.
Entertaining. I went to one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Five or six years ago.
I've been to a few of them.
Those guys probably retired and they've got a whole new bunch of Beatles.
It kind of kills the delivery when you know they're like 55 years old, don't quite fit into those trim, slim Beatle suits anymore. They don't look like them. They kind of sound like them.
Wow.
I don't know.
But the group I saw were younger
individuals. Well, that's what they need.
But, the Dells, maybe you're talking about, the performers at the Dells.
Right.
Those seniors. This is where they go in their retirement years.
That's right.
Which, by the way, I believe we're building a studio over there too for John
Are
Gordy.
Our retirement studio?
Our retirement studio in the Dells.
I'll just have a couple of microphones that are not connected to anything.
Exactly.
A couple of rocking chairs.
And have a lot, us in a windowed room where people can,
they can look
see
at
the
us.
Two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like some kind of zoo animals.
It won't be long. We'll be there. All right, should we get to Tom, what did you do this week? You went to Illinois, didn't
you? Yeah, I went back home. I actually went back home. And as I was coming back to Madison, it was flooding, right? In Milwaukee, I had to go all the way around. So it was like a 4-hour drive back to Madison. It was way too long.
Well, why wouldn't you Yeah. I just come up through Rockford anyway. Yeah. Wouldn't you come up that way? No?
You
go up to Milwaukee and take a left?
Yeah, normally? Rockford's, I don't know. Rockford's always busy. Rockford's always, I don't know, always annoying. I get kind of tired because it's just cornfields on cornfields. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of tried to maneuver my way around it and made it for a longer trip, but it was fun. It was fun.
Okay.
It was a good weekend overall. Well,
good. All right.
But I think I know what time it is now.
You know. You know what time it is. Let's hear it.
Oh, you know.
You know. Oh, hit the music. Oh. Here we go.
Okay.
Strap in.
Here we go.
We ready?
I think we're ready.
I think so. Let's listen.
Here we go. Oh, it's too good every single time. All right. First question. Would you rather live in the world of the Jetsons or Looney Tunes?
Jetsons, man.
Jetsons.
I'm still living in the world of the Jetsons.
You talk about that a lot. Yeah, you do.
I don't know. Looney Tunes, that would be kind of a fun world to live in. A cartoon world?
Well, didn't Shaq live in that for a while? And
that's right. Space what was Jam. That movie?
Space Jam.
Yeah.
I guess you're right, yeah. I would say Looney Tunes.
Was that Space Jam, really?
Yeah, that was Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
No, that was Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah, that was Michael Jordan. Okay. I think Shaq was a part of that movie, though. So I think partially so, right.
But it was really Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so you can live in that world.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't.
You just like Jetsons.
Jetsons.
Jetsons, okay. Yeah. Second question. Which would you rather fight, unarmed to the death, a chimpanzee or an alligator?
Alligator.
Alligator? Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to kill a chimpanzee. Why would I do that? An alligator I'd feel a little bit better about, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
I would feel bad for both.
And here's the thing, you know. When I was younger, you go to the state fairs, all the fairs.
Yeah.
You know, and they used to have stuffed gators. Do you remember those?
Stuffed gators?
Yeah. Crocodiles or alligators, one or the other. They used to have
really?
Well, they had them in the dells all over the damn place. Yeah, stuffed, you know, about 3 feet long or maybe 2 feet long.
And
you could buy them. Yeah, they were real.
Wow. Oh, I don't remember that.
And it wasn't a stuffed animal. It was a legit.
That's before animal cruelty became a huge
way before PETA.
Issue.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But okay. Yeah, that's
I'd rather fight the chimpanzee. I think that'd be more fun.
I would. I wouldn't want to do either.
No, to the death, Rudy.
Yeah.
So you'd kill a chimp. Really?
Well, not in favor of it. You know, but if that force
would you feel
I
better about killing a alligator?
Would you feel? How would you feel when the alligator put the chomp on you?
the chomp.
That wouldn't be good.
Well,
yeah,
monkeys bite too.
These are trick questions. You can't win.
You can't win these. You always lose. You always lose.
There's no good answer,
no matter what.
Well, you found me kind of questioning a really dumb question.
Okay. 19 past the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out. Give them a call. Call Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077. It's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, coming up right around the corner, Pam Yonke. She's returned from her vacation. Where was she, up in Canada?
Yep, she had a train ride for fans, I believe.
Okay, well, we'll find out all about that. Coming up next on John and Gordy for a Monday morning on WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot. Ooh. The whole day.
lay down.
Oh, yeah. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose the station, listen to us, text us, and then voice note us as well, because we want your participation in this program. Because every once in a while, we run out of things to talk about. No, that's not. That has never happened.
6:23, weather for today, kind of cloudy this morning, 70 degrees, highs in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. And it's time for us to welcome the return of Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, is back from Canada. You were on a farm tour up there, right?
She was riding the rails.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's about right. We had 43 folks on our trip, 43 listeners, viewers, followers, whatever. And it was a great bunch, that is for sure. But it was also very interesting to go across Canada. I mentioned that we started in Calgary, just a short period of time there. And then on our way to Banff, which, of course, is a beautiful national park for Canada, that looked in really good shape. Then on to Jasper, that's when we got on to the rails and took an overnight coach ride out to through Kamloops, all across Canadian Rockies, and then ended up in Vancouver. And as we were coming across Canadian Rockies, you could really see why there were some issues with our air quality here in Wisconsin, because the last time that I looked, when we got to Seattle, they were talking about it. The amount of fire that is currently burning in Canada is basically the size of Minnesota West.
Wow.
That tells you how big Canada is, first of all.
Yeah.
And then just fathom how many acres, how much square area is burning. When we were coming on the train, we would get into some of the valleys or, you know, come across some valleys, and you could tell that there was smoke there as well. Then we got to Vancouver Island, which is exceptionally dry. Talked to a bison producer there, and I swear to you, I don't know how these animals were managing with nothing but, you know, literally parched grass to try to keep them going. So he was bringing in alfalfa cubes to feed his bison because he wants them to get in good shape before the winter. And as he's doing the interview with me talking about this, a helicopter with a water bucket goes overhead because there was a wildfire about 3 miles away from his place. And I said to him, what do you do? I mean, not trying to be funny. What do you do if this catches and comes your way? I mean, he's got 50 head of bison that move only when they want to move, if you know what I mean.
That's true.
And if they decide they're going to move, let's say to get away from a fire, they're not much fence going to stop them. And he said, he'd probably have to rely on neighbors and maybe even emergency responders to try to keep his buffalo from ending up on one of the major interstates. But yeah, definitely dry out all across Canada. Every place we went, like I said, with maybe the exception of Banff, and they've got water rules in place, really, really stringent water rules in place. People are not allowed to water their grass like only every other day. And so, like I said, for a lot of people that pride themselves on their gardens and their flower pots, et cetera, they were really, really languishing with all the heat and the dry weather.
Well, we should get some of our Democratic politicians up there because, as we all know, the Democrats can control the weather. So
sure.
just throwing it out there.
So what about the state fair?
The state fair was called off.
Yeah, the last day because of all the flooding. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a skunk. I was over there, so I came right from the airport from the Canada Adventure right onto State Fair Park because we had the governor or we had the Blue Ribbon Blue Ribbon Dairy. Start again, Yonke. We had the Blue Ribbon Meat Products Auction on Tuesday night of State Fair. And then Wednesday night, I was part of the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. I just reached out to a bunch of my buddies that were there yesterday afternoon, and they dispersed. They got cattle off the grounds. Now, the barns where the animals were are on the high part of State Fair Park. So the ground is a little bit higher up towards the youth dormitory and things like that. But they just got the heck out of there. It was such a mess. You know, State Fair officials canceled the concert Saturday night. So you knew that things weren't going to improve. And basically everybody started packing up and leaving grounds Saturday night when they decided Lynyrd Skynyrd was not going to perform. And then the rest of them took off on Sunday morning when they got all their trailers and cattle pulled together. But everybody's safe, everybody all right. But, you know, that's a day of revenue that the State Fair Park is going to be missing when it comes to operating expenses and looking at things for 2026.
Well, let's talk about the fresh farm produce rolling out in the stands all through the countryside.
You see them everywhere popping up now.
Now you are. It's like all of a sudden explosion. The paper bag of tomatoes will be showing up on your doorstep soon. You know, and the sweet corn is aplenty right now. Larry Olsom from Olsom Foods in Friesland says they're rolling on the red and white potatoes out by Arena. So look for those at the grocery store. Just start stocking up, folks, because you know how it goes, fellas. Once this stream begins, it doesn't shut off for quite a little while.
Boy, that's
everybody is done.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. We don't have time for Bill Gates butter, but
we'll do that maybe Friday. Yeah. I'll do my research.
Okay. Do some research.
I'll come with a rebuttal to Bill Gates. How about that?
Yes, okay. Please do. Yeah. We need some defense here. All right.
Bill Gates is making butter?
Butter now.
Okay.
Have a good Monday, boys. All right,
Pam. Thank you so much. That's Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, back in the States now.
Boy, having some fun up there in Canada.
Canadian tour. Wow. Yeah. Quite the trip. Hey, coming up in our next half hour, we're going to tell you how you can win VIP passes to our listener appreciation party. Yeah, we're having a big party.
Right.
And you're invited.
And we're going to also get into a couple of Idiocracy stories.
Okay. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX, downtown Madison, right off State Street. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, yes. Most of the time, indeed. Indeed. This is John and Gordy on WMDX.
6:35. It's cloudy this morning. We'll see sunshine later. Highs in the low to mid-80s.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo. They're having a back-to-school sale right now. They have twin-size sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499. You can upgrade the mattress to double the warranty for only $200 more. Swap out your traditional box spring for a modern platform foundation. It's all part of the back-to-school sale going on all this month at Verlo with two locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
Yeah, when I was younger, I had a platform situation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really...
How was that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah? You enjoyed it?
It was very solid. You didn't need a box spring for it. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut down the amount of moving stuff. Still... The platform is a little heavy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I want to remind everybody coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to kick off our listener appreciation party giveaway. We've got VIP tickets. This is coming up on September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
Going to have a big appreciation party for all our listeners out there. It coincides, John, with the week of our 500th episode, just so happens.
Wow.
Here of John and Gordy Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
500 episodes. Can you believe we're closing in on 500 episodes?
No, I really can't. I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not making
it
up.
I'll go on with it as long as,
you know. It's true. We've counted.
As long as you're paying for the party.
Okay. Anyway, that'll happen shortly after 6:45. We'll give our listeners their first chance to win VIP passes.
All right. I just want to catch up on a few texts here. We're talking about the smoke coming out of the grates.
Yes.
In Madison.
In Madison, yeah. And, out of the manhole covers. It was
then
crazy.
I mentioned the explosion that we experienced at Shortstack when that was around.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote that he and his wife were there when this happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite the day. We were sitting just wrapping up the show, and the big explosion happened. The windows rattled. The tables shook.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really something. Thought at first maybe somebody ran into the building or something. You know, it was just a huge thing.
And, of course, we were talking about, you know, the sewage backup in Milwaukee because of the rains and flooding there, and how right-wing radio would much rather have it in people's basements than shooting out into Lake Michigan.
Mm.
I guess there's really no good choice there. But anyway, you can blame right-wing radio for the smelly house and the destruction. Mark wrote, what the hell? As if he didn't know it was wrong. The first sentence didn't really come out on the scene, but he did say Wisconsin Republicans are blaming the Canadians that the fires are still burning there. They don't get just how big that area is, and it's a wilderness, and it's tough to really get out there and fight the fire right. Yeah. And then he said they also have fires that are partially underground, peat fires, essentially.
Yeah.
So thanks for that information, in-depth information about the fires in Canada.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, we had the question about what would you much rather live in?
Yep. Would you rather live in Jetsons or Looney Tunes World?
Looney Tunes World. And Mark also wrote, with Trump, we already live in the Looney Tunes World.
Okay.
Yes.
And right, Catherine
you're
just
on
texted,
fire, man.
Catherine texted us, our skies are being choked. Midwest lawmakers filed joint complaint over Canadian wildfire smoke.
Yeah. Okay. Why do they keep burning their forests up there? I mean, shouldn't they just take a break? It's like they
turn
have control
off
over that. I know, it's crazy stuff.
Okay. You can call us. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. What do we have for Idiocracy today?
I'm just going to play off of what we're seeing up on the CNN screen.
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff, right? Trump wants to take over D.C.
Yeah.
He wants to take it over.
Yeah.
Even though all the crime rates are down, all of them, in all the
right
categories.
Right across the board.
All down, right? Yeah. He wants to take it over now because there is a carjacking.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, this is what happens when you have somebody micromanaging something, right?
Right.
He's got his hands in everything. He's got China computer chips. He's all over the place.
Russia.
And he can't do anything right. And Russia.
Putin.
Yeah, the threats. Yeah. So now he is going to take over Washington, D.C., and, you know, I think the Republicans really want to do this. They want to make sure that Washington, D.C. doesn't become a state and they actually have representation in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This is the way to keep those votes out, because if Washington, D.C. became a state, that would be a number of votes for the Democrats.
Well, that's right. And Trump also declared that the homeless should just move out of D.C. immediately. Just get out. Get out. Move out.
You know, I'm sure that they had plans to move out eventually.
Sure.
But I thought, what a stupid thing to say. Like, they have a choice.
Right?
Like, they have the transportation to go.
Right.
Just
idiot. Move out.
What a loser. My God. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Calling them names now, but you get the idea. It's not a smart man. It's not happening up there.
It's always something every day to distract us from the Epstein files, which will not go away.
That's right.
Donald.
That's right. And we won't let it go away. Yeah. Although we have kind of stopped talking about it because I got tired of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a short attention span. So look
really?
Out. So look out.
Hadn't noticed.
That's why we move from subject to subject so quickly.
Okay. What are we going to move to now?
Well, what we're going to go to this time is Kamala Harris. All right, let's go to Kamala Harris. This is Cut 10.
Okay.
And she made predictions just as Hillary Clinton made predictions when she was running for president.
Sure.
And everything is coming true again. It's not really hard to predict what Trump is going to do next. Chaos. So why don't we listen to this little interview and listen to her take some credit.
Okay.
Performances I've ever seen. You smoked them like a ham. I just want to remind everybody, you warned everyone about the future under our present president. You said he would prosecute his political enemies. He would cut Medicaid, Medicare. He would ignore court orders. He would alienate our allies. He would give massive tax cuts to the rich. And I know you're not here to say, I told you so. But would you like to?
Yeah, man.
But let me just say this. You are correct that I did predict a lot of it. But Stephen, what I did not predict was the capitulation. I didn't predict that.
But people would roll over for this president.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. And perhaps it's naive of me, someone who has seen a lot that most people haven't seen, but I believed that on some level, you know, there should be many who consider themselves to be guardians of our system and our democracy who just capitulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, and no one did. So it was amazing the way Congress folded just like that.
And we could kind of see it with the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We knew that was probably in the mix, but not as much as they've been just caving on everything.
I'm following a story that I think we'll have on tomorrow, but it has a lot to do with the restructuring of government itself. Yeah. And I believe that a lot of the department heads, which we know are complete idiots, These people aren't qualified for any of these jobs at all. But now I believe he is going to designate them as having the ability to cut funding or accept funding for their departments. So if Congress says, hey, we're going to fund this, this, and this in these certain areas like the EPA or Food and Drug Administration, the department's heads can say, no, We're not gonna take any of that money. We don't need it. We're not going to do that. We're going to get rid of that department. Actually, you know, they can do anything they want at this point. These unqualified individuals that Trump put in place.
Yeah,
the big story, and I got to put that together. Maybe that was it. Maybe well, I just described it all right it. There. I
tipped your hand now, a little bit.
I thought I didn't read a lot of the information. Maybe I did. And I just spewed the whole story right here. Okay. Damn. Well. All right. Well, I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. and then we have what? Oh, it is that time.
It is 6:45. Yes. And time now for us to tell you about our listener appreciation party. Do we have any music there, Dom, as I describe what's going to happen here? WMDX is hosting the ultimate listener appreciation party for you, our dear listeners, and you are invited. We're gathering everybody together September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove to socialize and build community with good drinks and finger-crossed gorgeous weather, right?
You're right.
Yeah, we're even giving you a chance to win a VIP invite to the party for you and a guest, and that includes a free tour of the distillery, a tasting of some of the spirits, and a WMDX swag bag. To enter, listen to the John and Gordy Show, that's us, every morning at 6:45 for your keyword to text, okay? So this is a text-to-win contest, and here we go. Excuse me, I'm all choked up. The word, here's the key word, coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, coffee. Now, each of these keywords, just by the way, coffee.
Dom doesn't know what,
he has
have you
no
ever
idea.
Played the coffee?
Not, no, I have a bunch of coffee, guy. But that he, one, I.
The backwards coffee guy.
The backwards coffee guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I gotta find it.
All right. Hang on a second here. Let me just explain that. You need to text the word coffee to us. Use your Civic Media app. Text to win. And the word is coffee, okay?
Why
and
coffee?
That will, well, they have a coffee liqueur at Downdrin's Distilling.
Okay.
See? Each of these words has something to do with something they distill.
All okay? right.
So coffee is the key word. Text to win. And you and a friend will go to our listener appreciation party. It's September 6th. at 3 p.m. at Downgren's Distilling in Cottage Grove. By the way, just want to mention, this is open to everybody.
It is.
But these passes that we're giving away are VIP passes. You get the tour of the distillery and also some swag.
But anybody can go.
But everybody can
go. All right. Okay. Oh, sounds fantastic. Okay.
It's going to be a fun time.
Did you find it?
What?
All right. Here we go.
Oh, coffee?
So, yep.
Coffee.
There it is.
Coffee.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't been here in a while.
What is going on?
Yeah, he walks backwards all the time.
Did you ever see the show Twin Peaks?
I have, actually, yes. Okay, well, that's where it's okay. So that's where it's from.
That's what it's from.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's that little person who went actually backwards, and they recorded him saying it backwards, and then they played it forward.
God, that's scary. That's a scary, you know.
I know. I love that. I love that. Something wrong with me. I know.
Okay. Well, it is 6:48. When we come back, we will continue.
We'll have more.
We will continue with Idiocracy.
Yes.
Oh, no. Is that what we have next?
Yes, it's all Idiocracy.
Everything's
okay.
Idiocracy.
That's right. Okay. It's all coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change the world. We arrange the world. It's time
to get better. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7, and also on your Civic Media app. Check us out. Text us and send us a voice note if you can. We got a text from Tria out in Milton. You should call yourself Propaganda Network. Now, I like Civic Media better.
Okay. Thank you for that, Tria.
Call yourself the Self-Propaganda Network. Yeah. Well, you know how it is in this pro-democracy world we live in.
That's right. Cloudy skies this morning, sunshine, later highs in the low to mid-80s. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Talk to Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077 or just go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com for more information. Okay.
We love hearing from Tree out there. And
yeah. By the way, the key word for the listener appreciation party is coffee.
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 Coffee. Okay, let's get to something here. I've been holding on to this for quite a while. It was Trump exposing just how bad Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert are. I mean, this guy is taking credit for a lot of things he shouldn't be taking credit for. I understand the networks really actually decided this, and it wasn't pressure from Trump at all, from the story that I read.
Really?
From the network itself. Okay. So anyway, this is Trump taking credit for it and laying it to Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert. As you might have heard, Sirius XM is dumping Howard Stern.
Well, he's decided he doesn't want to go anymore. He decided. He's making $100 million a year. $100 million.
I know. You think one season would be enough, right?
Yeah, really. He's been on the air there forever.
Oh, I know. And they're still trying to sell me this Howard Stern package. Honestly, last week, they were still telling me this.
Okay.
Because I got the space car now.
And
XM in it. And they're calling me up saying, now that you have the car, hey, we got Howard Stern on, and I'm thinking,
great.
I don't think you do, but you better check your notes.
Well, he's all still right. on. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to Trump on this thing.
Okay. I don't know, but I would imagine because Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside on the beautiful streets and pick up a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Fallon has no talent. Kimmel has no talent. They're next. They're going to be going. I hear they're going to be going. I don't know, but I would imagine because they get, you know, Colbert has better ratings than Kimmel or Fallon. You know that. Howard Stern, it's a name I haven't heard. I used to do a show. We used to have fun. But I haven't heard that name in a long time. What happened? He got terminated?
Yeah, they're going to separate ways because I think what they're offering salary-wise is real low than what he's getting.
You know when he went down?
Whenever you want.
You know when he went down? No, before. Huh? When he endorsed Hillary Clinton, he lost his audience. Yeah, people said, give me a break. No. He went down when he endorsed Hillary Clinton. God.
So it turns out that Colbert is taking a little piece of that out where he says Colbert is, you know, number one. And so they're using it in a promo now. Well, thank you, Trump, for the endorsement on that. I am number one. Yeah. Okay, let's go back in time, okay?
Okay.
In just a moment. First, I want to get to how normalizing things is taking place in the media. We have a CBS talk host who was talking about Colbert and Trump's supposed takedown of Colbert, normalizing that. Say, oh, this is okay. Well, let's listen to this. Cut 41.
That these late night shows are what he called like a blockbuster kiosk inside a Tower Record. So the business is broken. And what no one seems to acknowledge is that the politics also changed. The business changed and so did the politics. And it got way more one-sided than anything Johnny Carson was ever doing. I think we should reflect on those changes as well. It's been a big shift culturally in that regard also.
I hear you, but I think many people feel there's another way to do it. You know, it's a very difficult position to be in, to disagree with something that company's doing, but also still loving your job and loving what you do. I really feel for Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I mean, these are late night comedians. This is their job. This is what they're supposed to be doing. You know, in another time, and let's go back here to the Smothers Brothers time.
Yes.
They were huge critics of President Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah.
They got a letter from LBJ after all the criticism. Unlike Trump, LBJ saw comedians in a completely different light. And this is an impression of LBJ. Reading his letter. Listen.
Okay.
Portrait of LBJ.
Right. You know, presidents have to take a lot of jokes and satire, that's for sure.
He sure did.
Yeah. Well, it is part of the price of leadership of this great and free nation to be the target of clever satirists. They have given the gift of laughter to our people. May we never grow so somber or self-important that we fail to appreciate the humor of our lives.
Wise words. Mm-hmm. Wise words.
Now, so that was somebody impersonating LBJ reading his letter. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we've got time for this. This is LBJ. He's got an answer to the anti-DEI and not seeing color thing that the megas are into right now. Let's play this very quickly. Here we go. 43.
Okay.
But freedom is not enough. You do not take a person who for years has been hobbled by chains and liberate him, bringing up to the starting line of a race, and then say you are free to compete with all the others, and still justly believe that you have been completely fair.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, that's what's happening now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, well,
that's a flashback from 50 years.
I know. And that's amazing. Like him because, you know, he supported the draft and the Vietnam War. Actually, he had negotiated a peace agreement that Nixon nixed.
Right.
Behind the scenes, and Johnson wasn't happy about it, but he wouldn't reveal that was going on behind the scenes.
Coming up in our next hour, Amy Horak will give us some agricultural advice on your landscaping and garden. Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.